The future is scary, part 7. You need water workers, electricity workers, all types of energy resources to supply those same 50 men and their families with power, water and the essentials of life to keep everyone healthy. You need hospitals and nursing staff and doctors to continue to provide the communities in which those same 50 men and their families survive well medically and in healthy conditions. You need gyms to keep them fit on their off days. You need entertainment variety workers. You need libraries and museums to preserve the intellect of these same 50 men and their families. And if I have missed anything out on this list, then please let me know. There is so much that revolves around those 50 men and their families who are now looking to be replaced by one machine, one robot. What will happen to the communities that house and supply a life to these same 50 men and their families? They'll be deserted. They'll be ghost towns, just like you see in the old movies. Old meaning less than 100 years ago. It is scary to say the least to even spend time contemplating the demise of mankind when man is replaced by a machine. And this is just in one industry, the food and vegetable farming industry. What about all the other jobs that will eventually be replaced by a robot to satisfy the greed of businessmen who do not care one iota for another human life? The advocate for the farm worker at the present time is so right in his thinking. A robot picking machine will indeed have a negative effect on any community. Even now, the manual labourers is quite out of their minds worrying about ongoing work for them to provide for their families. A robot is known to be able to pick 10,000 apples per hour with its 12 arm extensions. It never gets tired and will quite willingly work until it is switched off, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if it has to. How can a man compete against such efficiency? And that is the end of part 7.